Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So we're already discussing the possibility that someone who's traveling somewhere can designate a location from a distance and say, that's where I'm going to be Kona Shvisa for Shabbos. But what if Misha Yatzeh Leilich Be'ir Shema Ervin Ba, a person left from his house on Friday to put an Erev at a particular location, not only on his own behalf, but on behalf of other people as well, meaning he's a shaliach for all of the members of his city, so that they'll all be able to go somewhere on Shabbos. Apparently there's somewhere that they want to go that's beyond their tchum, in a single direction from their city on Shabbos. So and it's a place that's where you have two cities that are less than 4,000 amos apart, so with the help of an Eruv they will be able to travel to a neighboring city. But before he got to the spot where he wanted to put the Eruv down, his friend told him, come back. His friend told him, there's no need for you to go out there. Whatever reason, everyone still planned on going to this other city for Shabbos, but his friend brought him back before he actually placed the Erev. So, he's still allowed to go on Shabbos to that other city, because he started leaving his house on Friday, and therefore he's considered to be someone who's Baba Derech, someone who's traveling. And a person who's traveling doesn't actually have to put the food down. He could just identify a location. So since he planned on putting the Erev in that location, it's as if he has identified a location where he's being Kona Shvisa, and therefore his Tchum is extended. But V'kal B'nei Ha'ir, Asurin, everybody else in the city that he's a Shaliach on behalf of, is not allowed to travel to the other city on Shabbos, because they are not travelers, and only a traveler can designate a location. Either a traveler or an Ani can designate a location as a place where they're Kona Shvisa. If you're currently at home in your city, you can't just designate a location. You have to actually put an Eruv there. So Klape, the people in the city, they don't have an Eruv. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Omer, Kol Sheyochel Ariv Lo Eruv, Harei Zeh Chamar Gamal. Anyone who came back home and is able to make an Eruv with food, and instead decided to identify a spot on the road as his Makom Shvisa, and he didn't set up an Eruv, he's like a Chamar Gamal, meaning he can't, he's stuck in both directions. Like when a person is trying to walk a donkey and a camel at the same time, you can't walk in front of the donkey or behind the camel, you gotta walk in between the two animals. So over here also, the owner could walk only between the two Eruv, the place where you wanted to put the Eruv and your city. You're not allowed to go beyond the place where you wanted to put the Eruv, because that might be past your Tchum Shabbos, and you're not allowed to go beyond your house in the opposite direction, because the Erev might be established, and therefore it's going to be Kona Shvisa for you, and going beyond your city might be considered going beyond your Tchum. So it only locks you in to a more narrow location. It does not give you any advantage, meaning Rabbi Meir he's Mesupuk. That's what Chamar Gamal always means. He's Mesupuk if a person left his house and then came back, whether that person is considered a traveler. So if he's considered to be a traveler, then the place that he wanted to be Kona Shvisa, Taka is his Makom Shvisa. But if he's not considered a traveler, then his original city is his Makom Shvisa. So since we're Mesupuk, he's limited by the limitations of both of those potential Makom Shvisa. So it's almost Minakotze Alakotze that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir disagree. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a tremendous advantage to the person who was the shaliach to put the Erev in different places, and whereas Rabbi Meir says, no, it's actually a disadvantage to that person. Now, Mishnah Yud Aleph goes back to what we learned in the first Mishnah in this parak, that if a person went outside of his Tchum Shabbos, so on Shabbos, he's limited to only four amos. So, what if a person traveled just beyond his Tchum? Mishia Tchutz L'Tchum Afilu Am Achas. Let's say he didn't even go four amos outside of his Tchum. He's only one amma outside of his Tchum. He went 2,001 amos. So even if he went lo yikanes, even if he went only one amma past his Tchum, he's not allowed to go back inside of the Tchum. Even though the four amos that he's entitled to go right now include an area that overlaps with his actual original Tchum, therefore he may step over that boundary into his Tchum, but he's not allowed to to go beyond four amos of where he is right now. So if he's now 2,001 amos from his original location, he's only allowed to go up to 1,997 amos of his original location, or 1,999, according to the other sheet. Remember, we had a couple of sheetos as to whether he's allowed to go four amos from where he is, or four amos total, but only two amos from where he is. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, no. If he's still allowed to step over that line back into his tchum, shtayim ikanis. If he's within two amos of his tchum, so good, let him go in. Shalosh ikanis. If he's three amos, then he's not allowed to go back in, because now he has no access to the inside of the tchum, and we're assuming that he gets a total of 4x4 amos, but two amos in any direction from where he is. So only if he's within two amos of his tchum is he allowed to go back inside. But once he goes back inside, he's back into his normal tchum. He's allowed to go throughout the whole city. Let's say a person is traveling toward a city and he doesn't quite make it within the tchum of the city, but he makes it 2,001 amos away from the city. So lo yikanes. Now he's not allowed to go into the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu chamesh asrei amos yikanes. Rabbi Shimon says, even if you're 15 amos away from the place where they mark off the end of the tchum of the city, you're allowed to go into the city. Because when they would mark off the locations of where the tchum ends, they would leave 16 am leeway. So it's much closer. The tchum is actually further than where it's actually marked, because they want to leave room for people who make mistakes. So if you're 15 amos short of the tchum marker, you're actually within the tchum of the city. And since you're actually within the tchum of the city, so then you're allowed to go throughout the entire city. Because they made this as like an extra less people wander just beyond the tchum marker without realizing until it's too late. So this way they'll know that they're still able to go back in if they just notice the tchum marker after they're on the wrong side of it. So that's the way they would set it up. Okay, so to review what we learned today, Mishnah Yud, we learned that if someone was made a shliach to make an eruv for all the members of a city, but he never quite got around to doing it and he was called back, so he himself is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he himself is kona shvisa where he intended to make the eruv, but no one in the city is kona shvisa. And according to Rabbi Meir, while no one in the city is kona shvisa, they at least have their own tchum, but Rabbi Meir holds that the guy himself is limited by the limitations of both tchumen, that he has to be machmir in both directions. Mishnah Yud, if we learned that we have machlokas, if a person steps one amma outside of his tchum, Tanakama says that he can only go four amas from where he is, and he's not allowed to, even though he's allowed to step back over the border into his tchum, he's not allowed to go throughout the entire city. Whereas Rabbi Lezer says that if he's allowed to go into the city, then he's allowed, if he's allowed to go in within the tchum, then he's allowed to go throughout the entire city. If a person was traveling on Erev Shabbos and he gets within one amma of the tchum of the city, so Tanakama says that he's not allowed to go into the city. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there's a 15 amma, leeway that they give you, because they only mark off the tchum 15 amos before the end of the actual tchum. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we're going to pick up with the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin, Parakei Mishnayos Aleph and Beis.